Peak Wealth Management proudly presents Finding True Wealth with Nick Hopwood, where we believe by providing education and guidance, we help our clients make sound financial decisions, which ultimately puts them on a path towards their definition of true wealth. Now, here is your certified financial planner professional and founder of Peak Wealth Management, Nick Hopwood.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Finding True Wealth, presented by Peak Wealth Management. My name is Nick Hopwood, and I am a certified financial planner professional, as well as the president of Peak Wealth Management located in Southeast Michigan. Thank you so much for listening to our podcast. This is episode number one, our inaugural edition. I'm super excited to have you with us. At Peak, we believe by providing education and guidance, we can help you make sound financial decisions, which ultimately enrich your life. Now, from this podcast, you can expect brief periodic updates on topics which we think are timely, or at least timeless in their value. And my story about money started when I was about 14 years old. I accumulated about $500 in my savings account down at the bank on the corner, and I was earning about 0.75%, a whopping 30 cents per month. And I took some interest in reading my monthly statement one time, and I asked my mom, can I earn more than 30 cents a month? And as an investor, my mom picked up the phone and called her broker. She put me in touch with him, and I invested that $500, and my passion was born. You know, when most people think about financial planning and investing, I think all too often they picture in their mind a stockbroker or an insurance agent. Most people don't realize how our industry has evolved over the years. Granted, there's still plenty of stockbrokers out there, as well as pure life insurance salespeople, as well as investment advisors, and of course, there's everything in between. But our focus here is going to be coming from a comprehensive financial planning perspective, and ironically, sometimes that means we don't talk about money at all. My opinion is that in order to find true wealth, your advisor's role can be so much more than just a financial advisor. He or she can certainly help plan for the classic topics of retirement, college, insurance, estate planning. But these decisions come down to a lot more than just money. And true wealth is certainly defined by more than just money, in my opinion. I find myself often talking with my clients about what they want out of life beyond their investments. You know, things come up. Let's take a giant step back and, you know, consider some of these questions that come up in my meetings about people's life and their career. The biggest one is, how will you be remembered? If you were a fly on the wall at your own funeral and your eulogy were being read aloud, what would it say and how would you feel? I think it's a profound question. And if you are uncomfortable with your answer, consider what you're doing with your life. Is this the career that you wanted? Is it the best for your family? If not, what can you do to continue earning what you need in order to work towards your financial goals, but also make a real difference in the world and have that eulogy be read the way that you want? You know, when it comes to retirement, do you retire just because you have enough money? Or are there other benefits to continue working? Maybe some sort of semi-retirement. How easily would it be for you to transition to being at home with your spouse every day? This may get a laugh from some people, but believe me, it's a real concern. How can we make sure you don't retire to the couch? And what type of volunteer opportunities are there in your community where you can make a difference? So you see, it's more than just about the paycheck for a lot of people. And the same kind of things can be talked about with college funding. If you could afford to pay 100% of your kids' college education right now, would you do that? You know, what lifelong lessons could be learned by your kid or child managing some debt or managing a budget in college? And when it comes to estate planning, how would you feel if Uncle Sam took half of your estate? I think I know the answer to that one. But, you know, some people are surprised to hear. I speak with a lot of people who are not interested in passing their entire estate onto their kids. You know, they'd much rather die broke. Of course, they don't want their kids to be destitute, but they also don't want to make it too easy on them. They feel that there's a lot of lessons to be learned through hard work and supporting yourself. On this note, perhaps true wealth has nothing to do with money at all, but about being a good steward, a loving son or daughter, a loving father or mother, a devoted spouse, and treat others the way you want to be treated. Wealth is created by hard work and good stewardship, not only for your own benefit, but to help others. How can you use your talents and treasures to make a difference in the world? And how will you be remembered? If you were a fly on the wall at your funeral and you're listening to your eulogy, what would it say and how would that make you feel? I think it's definitely some good food for thought. Thank you for listening to episode number one of Finding True Wealth. Stay tuned for episode two, and we're going to focus on how to choose a financial planner. Thanks again, and we'll talk to you soon.
You've been listening to the Peak Financial Minute with Nick Hopwood. You can subscribe to this podcast through iTunes and the Android Marketplace or by visiting www.peakwm.com. Peak Wealth Management is your premier wealth management partner. Plan, protect, peak. Securities offered through Regulus Advisors, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Peak Wealth Management, LLC, a state of Michigan registered investment advisor. Peak Wealth Management, LLC is independent of Regulus Advisors.